Hashtag 365, day 198, people.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Yeah, it is. And as we hurtle towards the end point of hashtag 365, I cannot believe how quickly it's going now. It feels like the pace has just picked up something rotten. It's time to revisit another realization, doubling down on all the things we've learned, all the practices, all the principles we've put into place so far, discussed. Oh my God. Time for another realization. This time, food is not my friend, or better put, unhealthy food is not my friend. You've been indoctrinated over the past 35 years, and by you I mean me, by the food industry, into believing that fatty, sugary, carb-heavy food makes you happy, that it enlivens you, that it brightens your day, that it's social and fun. Oh, smiles. You know, adverts with friends crowded round a takeaway pizza, popping beers, happy, shiny, colourful characters enticing you to eat nuggets and a burger on a brightly coloured toadstool at a McDonald's. Water glistening off beef tomatoes and shredded lettuce as a Whopper falls together, looking so fresh and appealing. It's all a lie. A lie designed specifically to draw you in, to make you believe that this food gives you something that it simply does not give you. Where are the adverts of families sat around enjoying delicious, you know, like heart-healthy salads with olive oil and stuff like that? Vibrant grilled vegetables, perhaps a little bit of halloumi drizzled with olive oil and some seasoning. They simply don't exist in the UK. Those adverts do not exist. Simple as that. In fact, up until very recently, basically every... Think about it. Every single advert you saw for food, the food was unhealthy. When was the last time you saw an advert for healthy food? Honestly, think about it. So when I say this is a battle, I really mean it. This is a conscious uncoupling that we're going through at the moment. A messy divorce. A Love Island dumping, if you want to use a Love Island reference. A breakup from the thought process that that sort of food is my friend. It is not my friend. Now, let's be clear. That's not to say that unhealthy food can't have a place in your life. Like, I'm not being ridiculous. I'm not going to suggest that I'm never going to eat a burger again. That's ridiculous. I don't want to, you know, evangelize about a miserable life where no unhealthy food exists and you can never enjoy any of it ever. But you have to recognize it for what it actually is. I think about it with an example, right? Perhaps you've got a mate who's a total nutter. You know, like one of those people who you go out for like a quiet drink, they turn up, and before you know what's going on, you're downing shots, you're trashing hotel rooms, getting naked and running the streets, shouting, vodka for life! Or Prosecco for life in my... Well, rosé for life in my case, I'd say. Every now and then, there's a one-off, as a blowout. No problem in hanging out with that person. All good. But Christ, if you hung out with them all the time, how long would it be before you were just dead? Or at least a raging alcoholic? You know what I mean? Being mates with people like that may be fun, but it's not the route to like a healthy, long, balanced life. And that's what I'm talking about here. It's no problem being mates with that person if you see them every now and then. No problem at all. But if you make seeing them the norm, that's when you're in trouble. Until you've established a relationship with that person where you can look them square in the eye and say, no, mate, you're not good for me. Don't contact me. I'll be in touch with you when I feel I can see you again. Then you better keep away from them. If you haven't got that sort of relationship, if you're in a toxic relationship, get a way out. Find a way out of it. And that's what's going on here. The realization that I've not been able to have that sort of relationship with unhealthy food. It's been all or nothing for me over all these years. You know, it's been burgers, sandwiches, crisps, takeaways, kebabs, pizza all the time. Or it's been a short-term restrictive diet where I've eaten none of that, lost weight, then got pissed off and bored, and fallen straight back into the toxic trap that I've always been in. But this ends now. That's what I'm talking about. I'm breaking through this barrier, systematically carving new neural pathways in my mind, making nutritious food options my default, and making debauched food options the irregular option. You know what I mean? And note that I'm not saving the debauched food for a special occasion. I'm not couching it in those terms. I'm not putting that kind of food on a pedestal that it doesn't deserve to be on. Because you wouldn't put your toxic mate or a bully or someone like that on a pedestal. So why do we do it with toxic foods? Why do we look up to unhealthy foods? Like, that's the holy grail. Realization, this sort of food is not my friend. I've got to find my comfort in living well, in living a more connected, more positive, more helpful, more kind, controlled life. And not find my comfort in eating foods that make me fat and unwell.